This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoppers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I got some like crazy, you know, and it doesn't surprise me, but it's probably going to be craziness to those that didn't know any better. Well, what are you talking about? Well, birds of a feather flock together. You've all heard this saying, right? You all know who, especially you self-professed conservatives that watch Fox News. No, it's not all bad. I get it. But you don't eat a steak with a little poison on it, neither, do you? Probably not. A little leaving it the whole lump, right? Well, let's apply that to what we're talking about here and now. Because when you look at Judge Jeanine Pirro, she is a hero to the conservative movement. People like the way she talks, all big and bad. And it's interesting to note that a post went across, a live post went across my site today, and it was a picture of her and Donald Trump. And this is how you get your fair and balanced news. And it's a picture of her, Jeanine Pirro, Judge Jeanine, and Donald Trump. And it says up on the top, Judge Jeanine Pirro took $20,000 from Trump for her failed 2006 Senate bid running against Hillary Clinton. I guess the way to go now is just to pick the lesser of two evils. You'll understand more in a moment. And what's interesting about this is on the bottom of the post, it says her husband was Trump's real estate lawyer. It reminds me of James Comey when he came out, a year and a half ago, and said that Hillary Clinton, there was nothing found to actually indict her. And then we found out that his brother was actually the CPA for the Clintons. And folks, they're all interconnected somehow, some way. And there's a reason they're on television. There's a reason that they're on mainstream media. And we know that on a global scale, to add to what I'm talking about right now, that the news media is on a global scale are all owned by six corporations. That's a fact, Jack. But what's interesting about this one is it says her husband was Trump's real estate lawyer, and he went to jail for tax evasion for 29 months. And I'm thinking to myself, boy, does it ever come to the point where we actually have somebody out there that actually does what they say or claim that they're doing? It's a letdown after a letdown after a letdown. Now, if you have your eyes fixed on the flesh, you're who I'm talking to. But when you have your eyes fixed on the Lord, nothing surprises you. And first of all, you're not let down because your trust isn't in the arm of the flesh, where the Bible tells us it's a curse. But blessed is a man that trusteth in the Lord. But when I seen this post, I just had to say, truth be told, same old games. They're all interlinked, America, in one way or another. And these are the players that America is sick and tired of complaining about. At least they say they are. And it's the establishment. So when you look at Donald Trump and you look at Judge Jeanine Pirro, now, can I blame her for what her husband did? I'm not going down that road. I'm just saying that there's an inner link to all of these people that you have in front of your faces 24/7 through the CIA-controlled media. And that's not speculation in any sense of the word. And it was interesting because when I posted that, people got upset about that. And what they did is they started coming after me and said, well, Bradley, you know, are you trying to get people to untrust, was the word they used, Donald Trump? And I said back, am I supposed to pretend and play along with the rest of you that claim to be one thing and yet are not? I put, am I supposed to pretend? Never going to happen here. Why don't things change? I said, because the people don't change. And the reason I posted this post in response to the first post with Jeanine Pirro and Donald Trump was because when you look at those that call themselves conservatives today, I beg the question, and for someone to answer me, please, 1-866-582-9933, what is the difference between you guys and what you call the left, the Democrats, the socialists? I need to know the difference because I just don't know the difference. And the only thing I see is I see two groups of grown-ups that claim to be grown-ups that act like a bunch of little 15-year-old kids fighting over who their president is and why he's the one everybody should follow. And, of course, people are coming back to me and say, well, he's our leader. And it's like, wait a second, we don't have leaders in this country. Nowhere can you find in the Constitution or any founding document do we have leaders in this country. As a matter of fact, even to give someone title of nobility, folks, is played down by the Constitution. No title of nobility. And I said the only leader we have is the one that gave the law in which those that represent we the people are to enforce. Period. And then here comes all the excuses as to why he's better than Barack Hussein Obama, or why he's better than Hillary Clinton, or why he's better than Bill Clinton, or why he's better than Jimmy Carter. And it's like you're really, literally, friends, you have to come to terms. These people don't want to see the truth. They want to follow. They want to go back to their little selfish lives because that's all I hear coming from the mouths of those that call themselves conservatives and, by the way, Christians, is he's the best president we've ever had. Look at how transparent he is being. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, are you really sitting there with your fingers in your ears and your sunglasses that you can't see through on? I mean, why is it that you are so set on being right? Because you want to justify yourself. That's why. And I'm talking about those that have ears but don't hear, those that have eyes but don't see. And folks, I just got to tell you, the longer I go and the further I dig in, the more I see how right on the Word of God is. Not that I question the Word, but how I can stand back and hold it up all the more against the lie.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is an authentic, genuine chaser of truth. He and the Sons of Liberty Radio.com bring back long-forgotten lessons in history relevant to what is happening in America today. He has a word in his heart as a burning fire that cannot be contained. Listen today, a life change for good.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Going over to sonsofliberty.com, friends, media, sonsofliberty.media.com, we have none other than shocking rule by Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Second Amendment protects your right to bear arms in public. Okay, so this needs to be news? I mean, friends, it's like the Bill of Rights is our permit, given unto us by our forefathers. How many times I've highlighted the point in the fact that those that sit on the bench are not the final arbiter of anything unless it conforms itself to the law of God. Article 3, Section 1. This shouldn't be shocking to Americans that judges agree that they've discovered the law and have applied the law, namely the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, again, shock ruling by Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Second Amendment protects your right to bear arms in public. Good for them. Good for them. They're doing their job now. Okay, that's what we want, and that's what we'll stand behind. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Brady violations by U.S. government revealed in trial of FBI agent accused of shooting at Lavoie Finicum. They found two bullets, by the way. If you remember that shooting in Oregon. And it was interesting to note that they only found two bullets, but yet they shot Lavoie Finicum, and they shot at him eight different times. It's interesting how that works when it works for corruption, isn't it? But America, that's why we have patriots in this country, those that really, truly love the Lord and uphold dying laws. And that's exactly what's happening here on the sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're in the fight. We're in the culture war because we understand the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church, and that there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. And here it is coming to the light. So now we need to get involved and enforce the law that corruption means to eradicate. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Listen to this, friends. This is disturbing. A cop goes to the wrong home. He executes an innocent man with bullet to the back of his head, and yet there's no indictment. Check that out, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Listen, I've got a lot of friends that are police. I've got a lot of friends that are in the military. And I want to tell you, I've got a lot of friends that are representatives. And I want to tell you, friends, that it's important that you understand these are the bad apples in the group. I want you to understand, again, that in every group, there's always a bad apple. My son just asked me this yesterday, and I said, I don't know why it is. And he was talking about bullies in schools and real bullies. And I'm not talking about the bullying type that you're being indoctrinated with today. I'm talking about when you were a kid in high school, there was always some kid that wanted to go harass you. And I don't know why that is, but for some reason or another, they're there. And I know that they build character, so they're not all that bad neither, if we can overcome bullies, right? And I'm talking about the version, the definition back in the 80s, not in the modern times, the revisionist. And what they're attempting to establish through their effeminate version. But I want you to understand again, friends, and I'm saying this with all sincerity, the majority of cops are not what the media highlights. So keep a balance to what's being told. I'm not telling you to follow blindly behind cops. I'm not telling you that you shouldn't question cops. No, like anything else, folks, you have to have a balance to everything that you do in life. But a majority of the cops in this country, friends, are doing their jobs. Just so you know that. Again, the media is going to highlight the bad apples because, hey, folks, if it bleeds, it leads, right? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Remember when George Soros said Facebook and Google were obstacles to innovation and a menace to society whose days are numbered? I don't know if you're aware of this or not, friends, but Facebook and their stock is plummeting like mad right now. Why? Because they think that they're going to go suppress free speech along with Twitter. And side note, just yesterday, Twitter was exposed through Project Veritas for actually shadow banning those that they didn't want to actually have live feeds and interaction with other people. In other words, they're censoring free speech. Their days are coming, friends. You can rest assured Americans are only going to put up with this for so long. And that so long has come to the end of the road where they're now beginning to take it to Facebook and Twitter and Google. And there's some good people that are involved in these lawsuits right now. And we're hoping actually to jump on one ourselves so we can take it to Facebook for their double dipping, as they call it. But again, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, remember when George Soros said, now I got a question for you, America. Why is George Soros a terror to America? Again, let me lay this to the Trumpites, because those that stand behind Donald Trump believe that he's supposed to do everything for them. But, you know, he does have a responsibility because the people did put him and entrust him and delegate power to him to do what he's supposed to do, namely to bring in that rule of law. Why is George Soros given a free hand in the United States of America to create hundreds and hundreds of organizations to tear down the Constitution? That's another question you might want to ask yourself. We just found out yesterday Barack Hussein Obama was over in Africa actually playing down and accusing America of crime after crime after crime, in which many cases, by the way, friends, truth be told again, he is telling the truth. But the fact of the matter is he's being used to be a wedge to drive people of color against one another. Matter of fact, there's a post, every American should watch Obama's speech in Johannesburg, South Africa today. He's calling for civil war. He is calling America all kinds of names and demeaning our country, which encourages other nations to look down on America. Folks, again, this is what's happening in your country. Why is he given a free hand to do that? Why is Hillary Clinton given a free hand to do that? Again, America, pay attention to what's going on in your country. Be like that, which is printed, imprinted on the Gadsden flag. Don't tread on me. Notice that coiled up snake? It means he's ready to strike at any time. And notice his eyes are wide open. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, veteran awareness activist exposes Facebook again for their hypocrisy and calls on others to join class action lawsuit against them. We've already joined one, for the record. We've already joined one. Again, their days are numbered. You can rest assured. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, a little man by the name of Judah wrote an article called Joshua and the Battle of Jericho. Hey, folks, the perspective that kids have of the living God. Check it out, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Also have Transgenderism Kills, of course. Just read it this morning, folks. If a man's even to wear a woman's clothes, it's an abomination. Okay? Look at how far these people are taking it, that they want to actually transform themselves into women. And then they blame God for what they have been created to be. And because they don't want to be it, they make war against God, and it's a war that they will not win, and you can rest assured, he who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Corrupt Sessions. Who appointed Sessions, by the way? All you Trumpites, just wanted to make clear. Corrupt Sessions, and here's the traitor again. Paul Ryan. Defend and shut down impeachment of Rod Rosenstein. Now, how many times have I spent, and how many conversations have we had on this radio program, friends, where I have shared with you that they're not going to prosecute their own. Here's another prime example of what I'm talking about, and this is exactly why Donald Trump has not prosecuted the Clintons or the Obamas or Paul Ryan for his crimes against we the people. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We got to get past that shell. We got to get past the world that they've created for us. You know, the Bible says that we're supposed to be spiritually minded, heavenly minded. We're to set our eyes, we're to fix our eyes on the author and the finisher of our faith. Who is that? His name is Jesus Christ. Well, guess what? He sits at the right hand of the Father in heavenly places, far above all principality and power. We have to break outside of the world that they want us to live in, that they created for us, friends. We have to see things the Lord's way, not the way creation wants it to be, friends. We're ruled by his government, not by corrupt man's government that wars against God's government. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. What? Why did Donald Trump offer Barack Obama $50 million? Huh. He offered Obama $50 million to learn the truth. Check this one out, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Shared with you yesterday, there's a brand new article out today, Islamic Coup in America. Again, not talking to a third world country, talking to you, America, today. Islamic Coup, more than 90 Muslims, now we've heard over 100, mostly Democrats, see, they got to label them, right? As if to suggest they're right and the Democrats are wrong. Well, you'll find, if you pull the curtain back, you'll find out that there's more that call themselves the right that play the hypocrites than those that on the left play the hypocrites. Because those that are on the left, they just act the way they want to act because you've accepted them to act the way that they act. And how do they act? Like a little spoiled snot or a little brat, little spoiled brat that doesn't have his little lawless way. Well, we're not asking the devil for permission, right? But the bottom line here is SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Islamic coup, more than 90 Muslims, mostly Democrat, running for political office in the United States of America. I also wanted to let you know, too, here you have it, Circus of Politics, leading through opposition, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Maxine Waters said, God sent me to get Trump. Oh, my goodness. It's all a dog and pony show, friends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back on the other side.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The UN command said today that 55 cases of war remains retrieved from North Korea would be honored at a ceremony next Wednesday at a base in South Korea. A U.S. military plane flew to pick up the remains, and Congressman Lee Zeldin talks about our communications with the North Koreans.
It's certainly an important sign of progress. You're seeing a commitment being fulfilled. It's important to note that North Korea was making concessions before the talks even took place. Mm-hmm. They stopped their provocative missile testing and development.
CBS CEO Les Moonves is accused of unwanted kissing and touching in an article that was published today in The New Yorker. CBS stocks fell on the news, and also CBS has said they're going to be investigating these allegations. And President Donald Trump denied knowing Friday that he knew in advance about a meeting at Trump Tower between a Russian lawyer and Donald Trump Jr. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our beer. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and or SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Also jump over to our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. Facebook, Bradley Dean. Facebook, Bradley Dean. YouTube, check it out, friends. I think you're going to enjoy it. That is if you're looking for the answers, which I'm going to talk about in just a couple of moments here. Bringing about the answers, people want to know, well, what are we supposed to do? Well, I'm going to give you the resolve in just a moment here. But again, if you want to check it out, Sons of Liberty, Bradley Dean, YouTube, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty, YouTube. Just punch in those letters, those names, and it will pop up for you. Also, check out our phone line if you'd like to call in at 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, period. I was just talking about Barack Hussein Obama, the criminal himself, and how he is over in Johannesburg, Africa right now, and he is trying to divide nations against us. But America, just to make clear, do remember that Eric Holder, his attorney general, that criminal, along with Barack, actually armed Mexican drug lords, where, in fact, over 300 through Fast and Furious, that's probably how you'll know it, But over 300 Mexicans, including a Mexican beauty queen, were killed by those drug lords using the guns, the weapons, that Barack Hussein Obama and Attorney General Eric Holder put in their hands. Keep in mind, Barack Hussein Obama was given a free hand for 8 years, and this is just one of 1,180 transgressions. And just to show you what you have given free hand to, he went back over to Mexico shortly thereafter, and he blamed the American people for the crimes that he and his administration were guilty of. Just so you know how this works, okay? Divide and conquer. Divide and conquer. Divide and conquer. And it's amazing how the media keeps Barack. It's amazing how the media keeps Hillary Clinton out there. Isn't that amazing to you? How is it that they're doing that, right? They're all players. They're all a part of the establishment in which you declare that you're sick and tired of. All right? You have to look beyond them. You have to start looking at who's behind them if you want the answers. And I'm talking about after repentance. I'm not talking about before. Okay? Again, Matthew 3, 2, read it when you get a moment. Acts 2, 38, read it when you get a moment. Acts 20, verse 21, read it when you get a moment. Psalm 19, 7, Galatians 3, 24, just coming to my aid now. Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, Deuteronomy 10, Romans 13, just coming to my aid right now. Just an influx, so I had to throw it out there for you. There's the seed. But he's out there dividing the people. Friends, what's the answers? How do you bring this about? Well, let me say this. Martin Luther King Jr., by the way, I spent 3 hours with Mayor Andrew Johnson. And Roger Wilkins, Samuel Kyle, all friends of Dr. King, because I wanted to know for myself who he really was and what he was really about. And of course, everything they told me countered what the media has brainwashed you to believe about Martin Luther King for the most part. But Martin Luther King Jr. said, "We must learn to live together as brothers or perish together as fools." That's exactly right. That's exactly right. But we have to deal with lawless individuals that are continuously, lawlessly, might I add, dividing the American people one against another. Keep in mind, Jesus didn't come to save the skin. He came to save the soul. Read Acts 17:26, where one nation, folks, all nations, I'm sorry, are one blood. He didn't come to save the skin. He came to save the soul. Matthew 1:21. A couple weeks ago, I was speaking to an individual who was born and raised in the deep south of Mississippi. M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I. Remember that? The man was 40 years old, thereabouts. I asked him about racial divisions, which, according to the state-controlled media, must be completely out of hand. He answered with, "I have never seen any racial issues in Mississippi in my entire life." The only ones stirring this up, folks, are the useful idiots on television. 40-year-old man thereabouts said, when asking him about racial divisions, he said, "I have never seen any racial issues in Mississippi in my entire life." I mean, according to the way that the media promulgates their lies, you'd be thinking things are going down every 5 minutes in this country. But he said he'd never seen it. He went on to say that he was not a political guy and that the only people that he's seen that were feeding into this narrative were the media on both sides. Matter of fact, he's right on. So let me take you back in time a bit to give you a parable to better explain my point. Read Matthew 13:34. Do you remember, and I love this analogy. Folks, it's our history, but I love the analogy. I love the parable. I love the lessons that were taught, if you're paying attention. Do you remember back in 1979 when the Russians took to playing the best that the National Hockey League, the NHL in America had? Do you remember the Russians beat them 6-0, an embarrassment to America and the league, no doubt? Do you remember this? Oh, the Russians just came and spanked, folks, the NHL. Just spanked them like they were a bunch of little kids in diapers. They did, literally. The Russians schooled and drove out the arrogance of the NHL because each player on the NHL was playing the one-man show rather than being a part of a team to win the game. Read 1 Corinthians 10:12. If you remember rightly, a year later, a man by the name of Herb Brooks was called upon to train the very young American team to be a part of the Olympics. Herb Brooks knew that the team to beat was going to be the Russians. He also knew that the only way to beat the Russians, as he put it, was to take their game and shove it right back in their face. And he was exactly right. See, folks, your enemies are extremely disciplined. Your enemies, America, are extremely unified, like that of the Russians. The Russians were extremely disciplined and unified. I mean, I just shared with you today, America. I shared with you yesterday with Dave Ajima and the day before how there is a coup taking place in this country by those that call themselves Muslims. Over 100 Muslims running for office today. It seems like they're working while you're sleeping. It seems like they're working while you're entertaining yourself out of your freedoms. Tain derived from entertain means to stop from entering in. So as long as I'm entertaining you, guess what? I'm controlling you. And the other point that I want to make is I'm also stealing away your liberties. Your eyes are so caught up on what the media does, rather than paying attention to what they're not showing you. And that's why you're losing the game, because you're not disciplined, America, and you're not unified. Because you know what? We're to be unified according to the Word of God. We're to be unified according to who we are in Christ. Okay? Period. As a matter of fact, in 1 Corinthians 1:10, it says, "Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment." Well, let's take that to the spiritual. Why is there the Presbyterians? Why is there the Methodists? Why is there the Catholics? Why is there the Lutherans? Why is there the Wesleyans? Why is there the Faithers? So on and so forth. Why is there hundreds of denominations? Because they failed to read what the Word of God says. There should be no divisions among us. There shouldn't be denominations in the church. We're to follow Christ. We're not to follow man and his opinion. And that's what divides us. That's what divides people in politics. That's what divides people in any endeavor they take on, folks. If they mean to bring about a means to an end to get to the end, folks, receiving the end of our faith, even the salvation of our soul. That's a better way of saying it. You can rest assured, folks, there's people that are going to fall off because they want their opinion rather than they want to submit to Christ. And it's the same thing in politics. There are those that want to work for special interest groups rather than we the people according to the rule of law. And there is the reason for division within and without. And regardless if it's the church in spiritual matters or if it's the issues in governments in natural matters. So going back to the point, friends, the Russians were extremely disciplined, extremely unified. And by the way, they practiced all the time. Therefore, Herb Brooks knew that he had to unify his team. He had to unify his team members to the level of expectation in order to win. It's funny because the first thing that he said to those that wanted to be on the Olympic team back in 1980, he said, "If you give me your 99%, you're going to make my job really easy." That's exactly right. Do you know that the Lord requires your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength? Did you know that? He requires your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. Read Jeremiah 29:11-13 when you get a moment. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Herb Brooks and the 1980 USA Olympic hockey team beat the Russians. What was their secret? Well, I'm sharing it with you right now. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer, and this day, a sissified Christianity is sure is good to know. This is a man's man like Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. So what was the secret to the 1980 USA Olympic hockey team? How did they beat the Chinese? I'm sorry, the Chinese, forgive me. I'm a little ahead of the game. Forgive me. I'll get to that in just a moment. The Russians, again, were extremely disciplined and unified. You know, as a matter of fact, George Washington, concerning the Revolutionary War, he said the strength of an army is the discipline of that army. So what Herb Brooks, going back to the USA hockey team back in 1980, had to do is he had to unify his team members to the level of expectation. They trained together, Acts 14:22. They suffered together, John 20, verse 21, and were educated together, 1 Timothy 3:16. And Colossians 2:7. See, they were all feeding on the same hardships in doctrine. John 7:17. That's important. They were all feeding on the same doctrine. See, that's the problem right there. One of the main problems. You're not feeding on the same doctrine. You're feeding on the crumbs on the floor from the table of the CIA-controlled media's propaganda machine. You're feeding on the crumbs, the lies, the indoctrinations, friends. They're constantly attempting to level people against each other, constantly. Mark 3:25. We talked enough about that. But they were all feeding on the same hardships and the same doctrine. Oh, if people would just catch that. And by the way, that was the recipe that eventually made them not just a team, but also a family. Read Psalm 133, verse 1. During practices, Herb Brooks would push his team to exhaustion, and over again, not only was he disciplining them to be great players, but he was also trying to instill in them the higher purpose of being a part of something greater than themselves. That's exactly what the Spirit of God does. By my God, I'll leap over a wall. By my God, I'll go through a troop. See, that anointing is what overcomes the world. Folks, Isaiah 10. King David understood what it was like to overcome. See, again, we're made to be more than conquerors. What is it that overcomes the world? Even our faith. Where does that faith come from? The Son of God, Galatians 2:21. When they were asked individually, these players, these hockey players for the USA hockey team, they would respond with their names and their team name and state that they played for before joining the Olympic team. And not quite getting what Brooks was going for, Herb Brooks was going for, he continuously pushed them to the end of their own strength. He literally broke them down to become nothing so he could build them up to beat the Russians. See, until a man becomes nothing, God can create nothing out of him. See, the sacrifices of God are a broken and a contrite heart. O Lord, thou wilt not despise. Psalm 51, verse 17. See, over and over again, Herb would ask the players, who do you play for? Listen carefully. And again, the answer would be their names, their team name, and state team state. Until finally, one day, a player finally figured out the key to success with their coach. Herb Brooks shouted out to him as he was making them going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth on the ice, where the players and the assistant coach were looking at Herb Brooks like, what are you doing? You're going to hurt someone if you keep pushing them like this. So finally, a player stood up and he said, when he figured out the key to success, when Herb Brooks asked, who do you play for, Herb? Herb said, who do you play for? The player shouted out his name and then said that he played for the United States of America. Bingo! Herb Brooks understood what it was going to take for his team to win. The player shouted out his name and then said that he played for the United States of America. How do you know that you're an American if you don't know the doctrine? How do you know that you're a Christian if you don't know the doctrine? And how many people declare that they're Christians and they don't even know what the Word of God is? They can't even tell you three of the Ten Commandments. How many people declare to be patriots and conservatives and they don't even know what the Constitution says? Matter of fact, the Constitution is a stumbling block to their stupidities and their ignorance. They would rather not know it because they're caught up into the left-right paradigm because they haven't figured out that the very definition of his insanity is doing the same thing and expecting different results. Yet they keep doing it year after year, cycle after cycle, caught up into another game. They've got their favorite politicians in mind because, after all, they picked one of the two that were put up by the same people behind closed doors, and they actually believe that they have a real candidate. Why are Americans divided? And let me ask you this. Let me take it to the politicians. How many of them follow the rule of law? John Glenn said if we had to follow the rule of our Constitution, we cannot enact most of the bills that we pass around here. But as long as you don't know the doctrine or your founding documents, they can go ahead and do whatever they want to do. And they do. And they do. The key to success, America, is being united in Christ. 1 Corinthians 1:10. Number one, that's the first thing. Secondly, to know the Constitution. That's what makes you a patriot or a conservative, which all, again, is rooted in the Christ. You're called to be the salt of the world. So again, the player shouted out his name and then said that he played for the United States of America. That was key to beating the Russians. This is key, the Bible and the Constitution, for you to overcome your enemies. Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. And I'm talking lawfully. Herb Brooks understood what it was going to take for his team to win. He was constantly educating them and training them, which at length unified them for the task ahead. If they were not unified, they would be demolished on the ice by every team they played. Read Matthew 12, 22 through 28. Let me ask you something, America. Who do you play for? Americans have been indoctrinated to answer the same question with, my name and I'm an African-American. My name and I'm a Mexican-American. My name and I'm a Chinese-American. My name and I'm a German-American. My name and I'm a Japanese-American. My name, I'm a Latino American. No, 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 no. You're still walking around like it's all about you Latinos, all about you Japanese, all about you Germans. And what divides? If you're in America, forget where you came from. And I'm talking about when you come into America, you are an American. I don't care where you came from. I don't care where you came from. You know, Scripture says the Greeks, the Jews, there's no difference in Christ. Doesn't matter what country you're from. If you're in Christ, you're a Christian. And you're unified with other Christians, like Americans. I don't care if you're an African, a Mexican, Chinese, German, Japanese, Latino. I don't care about all of that. Are we in it together? We have been given a gift from heaven. And we have a responsibility to come together. See, it's a lack of unity, and it breeds the old divide and conquer. If this is how you answer who you are, you're caught up into the divisive games that your enemies intend to use against you and your country, period. Our enemies, America, are attempting to divide and conquer, to weaken us and our country, so at the end of the day, we will be easily conquered. That's what they're doing now. And it's all through the media. It's all through the corrupt politicians, the corrupt hirelings and whores in the pulpits in the churches in America today. Hey, folks, personally, I'm homegrown in the USA. Though when looking to my family lineage, I see that I have ancestors from many different countries. And when they decided to come to America, they came to welcome realization that they were no longer citizens of other countries. But now we're full-fledged Americans under the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's what unifies us, Ephesians 4:5. That's what unifies us. So how did they win? They practiced harder after they were unified. Once they were unified, they came together under the same head. Not Herb Brooks, and I'm speaking in spiritual terms now, but under the God of Israel. And when they came under the headship of Christ, God the Father, the Holy Ghost, and Jesus Christ, friends, guess what? There was nothing that the enemy could do to stop them. Because they understood only then that the gates of hell shall not prevail. And anybody that came onto their territory, they understood when the Lord said, the Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and shall flee before thee seven ways. They understood what the word of God said when the Lord said the righteous, those that trouble the righteous, they're going to receive a recompense. Or in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. They understood this. Christians understand the word of God. The Christians understand that if God be for us, who can be against us? And it's not a good place for your enemy to touch the anointed of the Lord. That's what they understood. So folks, how do you win? Unify under the God of Israel. Learn your founding documents. Take it to the enemy. You win. I didn't say without hardships. Read 14:22, the book of Acts. Love you. See ya.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.